Okay, boys and girls, I'm going to get you to learn a wee verse this morning, and then we're going to look at a few things for a moment or two. You all listening? I want you to say it after two. One, two. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And it's 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse. Boy, that was poor. I heard about two at the front end of the last wee bit. Come on, nice and loud, everybody, so as the ones up in the gallery can hear everything as clear as a bell. After two, one, two. Christ Jesus came into the world. That was great. That was super. Right, let me see. I wonder what Christmas is all about. All the hands are going up. I'm going to give you some suggestions, and I'm going to ask your opinion. Is that okay? Let me see. What do I think about at Christmas? I'll tell you what some people think about. Christmas time, they think about a Christmas tree, don't they? Who's got a Christmas tree up in their house? Any hands not up? Everybody has. Who's got decorations and all in the house too? Who's got lights in their Christmas tree? Who's got wee Christmas crackers and all in their Christmas tree? Oh, one or two hands going down. I would say your houses are all nicely decorated. Do you know, I've seen some houses outside, out in McGabry and round different parts of Lisburn, and they've lights the whole way outside the house, and they've got snowmen, and they've got reindeers, and they've got sleighs, and they've got everything in their garden lit up. It's unbelievable. Lots and lots of people, when they think about Christmas, they think about the Christmas tree, and they think about the decorations, and they think about those things. Something else. Close your eyes. Every eye closed. Let me see. Something else we think about when we think about Christmas. Open the eyes again.
Snowman.
Ah, snowman. Do you know something? Do we get much snow over here now?
No.
Who likes the snow? Who likes going out and making snowmen? Who likes making snowballs and firing them at each other? You all do? Do you try to carry the head of each other?
Yeah.
You do?
You know...
He likes to knock the hats of people. Do you know, many years ago, well, I shouldn't say that, it's only a few years ago when I was about your age. Do you know, there was lots and lots of snow some years. And do you know what we used to love to do? We used to go out into the snow and in the front yard and sometimes in the big green down in Tona Estate there, we used to make snowmen. And whenever they had them made, we used to decorate them, put hats on them and put scarves on them and try and put gloves on them, which was difficult. And then after we'd done that there, what do you think we did? You got it right in one. We used to make the snowballs and maybe put the odd wee stone in there and make them. And then we used to fire them as hard as we could to knock a snowman down again. We were stupid, weren't we?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You were right,
Spark. Ah, thanks, man. You know... Nowadays we don't have the same snow, but a few years ago we had plenty of snow and we're able to do that. Let me see, is there something else? Close your eyes again. Keep her tightly shut. Let me see. In fact, open them again for a wee minute. There's something else boys and girls especially love at Christmas time. Keep your hands down. Keep your hands down. And whenever I was your age, my mummy and daddy used to say, get you up to bed on Christmas Eve early. And put your head in the pillow, close your eyes, go to sleep. And if you're not sleeping by such and such a time, by about 9 o'clock, somebody will not come. Who was that?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Does Santa Claus come to you?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Let me see. Boys and girls especially... Close your eyes. Nice and tight. Keep her shut now.
Santa!
Open them up. Boys and girls love this fella here at Christmas, don't they? They don't just like the Christmas tree and they don't just like the snowman, but they love Santa Claus. Tell us this. Who goes to bed early on Christmas Eve? I'm putting my hand up too. Who gets up early on Christmas morning? Why do you get up early? See all the presents? You know, boys and girls love Santa Claus. They hear all the stories about him and they see lots of things on TV about him. He's been in some of the shops down the town as well, some of the big malls, and he's giving out presents and all the rest. Everybody thinks about Christmas trees at Christmas and the decorations. Lots and lots of people think about snow and the snowmen and the snowballs and so on and the good times we can have. But everybody thinks about this fella here at Christmas, don't they? And especially the boys and girls, they love this fella here. And somebody mentioned it, Christmas morning you get up early and you run down the stairs. If you live in a house that's got stairs, if you live in a bungalow, you just run into one of the rooms where something's lying waiting on you. What do you think it is?
Presents.
Someone in the front, or in one of the front seats over here, is going to drop this morning. Because normally I don't do what I've done this morning. And I normally don't parcel them. But Santa Claus, he brings lots and lots of presents, doesn't he? Yeah. Do you know who likes getting presents? Who likes getting lots of presents? When you run into your room or the room on Christmas morning, who likes just grabbing the presents and opening them nice and carefully? Taking the sellotape off and taking your time to open them carefully and save the paper. Who does that?
No.
Who runs into the room and just rips the paper off and looks at the presents, and if it's sweets, what do?
Eat it.
You eat it before your breakfast. You know, boys and girls, you love to get presents. There's something in this here. Something you might get in a minute or two if you sit well. Do you know something? Who likes to get toys? Who likes to get cuddly toys? Who likes to get sweets? Who likes to get maybe a bicycle or a wee scooter? We all like getting presents. I'm going to let you into a wee secret. You see all the older people here this morning as well? They like to get presents as well. And they're just like you. You see, whenever they get their presents, they don't open them nice and neat either. They just rip the pages apart and they see what's in their presents as well. And they enjoy that too. But you know, boys and girls, I want you to listen for a wee minute. Are you listening? Lots and lots of people, when it comes Christmas time, they think of the Christmas tree and the decorations. And they think of the snow and the snowmen and the snowballs and so on. And they think of this fella here, Santa Claus. He's even got ready for the snow with the boots and all. And they think about the presents. And that's it. They think about nothing else. But you know what did our verse say this morning? Our verse told us the real meaning of Christmas. I want you to say it again after two. One, two. Christ Jesus
came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15.
That was well done. The real meaning of Christmas is this, that the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, He left heaven and He came to this world and He was born as a little baby. That's why we celebrate Christmas. That's what it's all about. Certainly we've got these things here in front of us, especially the presents. But the real meaning of Christmas is the birth of the Lord Jesus into this world. Do you know something, boys and girls? He was born in a stable in Bethlehem. He was born where the animals are. And He was born and He was left in a little manger. The Bible says because there was no room for them in the inn. He wasn't in a nice room. He was in a stable and He was born there. But there's two things I want to say about this verse. The first one is this. The Lord Jesus was promised that He would come into this world. Many years ago when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, God put them out of the garden, didn't He? God punished them for their sin. And because of their sin, you and I are born into this world as sinners. And as we grew up, we're still sinners. And the Bible says that sin will never get into heaven. But back in Genesis and right throughout the Old Testament, God promised that one day He would send a Savior. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He was the Savior and is the Savior of the world. And Christ Jesus came into the world. That was the promise that God gave. But what was the purpose of His coming? What does the verse say? He came into the world to do what?
To save sinners.
To save sinners. To save the likes of you and me and the mums and dads and the grannies and grandas and everybody here this morning. The Lord Jesus came because he loved us. He loved us so much that he was born in a manger and he went eventually to Calvary's cross and he died for the sin of the world. He died that boys and girls could have their sins forgiven. Mums and dads and grannies and grandas could have their sins forgiven and be sure of a home in heaven. When you're thinking of Christmas in another 4 days' time, certainly you'll think of the Christmas tree. And you'll think of the snowman, and you'll think of this big fella here, and you'll think of the presents. But be sure and think about the Lord Jesus. And thank God for sending him into this world to be the Savior of the world, to take away our sins, and to be our Savior for time and for eternity.